Thanks for joining us this Sunday morning. This is Why So Weekend. I'm Jerry Kenny. The Organization for Love of Children, or FLOC, raises funds to provide enrichment and educational activities for neglected and abused children, children in foster care, and in recent years, because of the economy, children in need. From newborn to 18 years of age in the Dayton area, FLOC was born in 1980 and has grown into an industry of passionate volunteers. I visited their offices this week at their home in the Talbot Tower in downtown Dayton. Beth Mann is the current president. She's been with FLOC for about 7 years, and her passion for what the group is doing is evident.
What we're doing is absolutely exciting. It's powerful. It's fulfilling. You know, I've learned so much in the past 7 years about the plight of the children in Dayton that are, we work with about 5,000 kids. When I came into the program, these kids, this population, was subsidized by $2,500 for the entire population. So that's 50 cents a kid. That's pretty much why our system is very battered, very broken. In the past 6 years, we've raised approximately $400,000. Because there are no paid staff in our organization, that money goes into our programming. And that's the exciting part of it, is that, you know, you can actually visibly see the differences that we're making.
Mann takes me on a tour of FLOC's offices, and there are surprises around every corner.
This is our waiting room. It's funny. Okay, one of our biggest programs is Christmas for Kids. In the past 2 years, we've served about 2,600 children. That is a fantastic program. If you would like to volunteer for any of our programs, you walk away with the biggest hug. It is an unbelievably moving, fulfilling experience. At Christmas for Kids, we have people who come in, they serve as personal shoppers. They shop with the parents of kids in foster care and kids that, you know, are in need. And the community offers all kinds of gifts. We have a huge toy drive. We have, oh my golly, Ned, we have, you know, 50 different drop-off sites where people bring in unwrapped toys that, again, go on our shelves and go directly into these families. These families walk out this door with such Christmas joy. It is just the sprinkling of the season to see them walking out with such big smiles. And, you know, our community did that. We did that. It's an awesome program.
Tell us about this wall here.
This is an array of kites made by the Girl Scouts. Again, Girl Scouts in the area couldn't be better. They're doing all kinds of great stuff for us. These kites represent soaring into a better life.
A better life for some kids just means the simple things. FLOC has rooms filled with school supplies like book bags, notebooks, pencils. They also have comfort items for kids in tough situations.
You know, like these comfort blankets, these are really a necessary item for kids. You know, you can imagine leaving everything you know, coming into a very kind of sterile environment, trying to figure out where you're going to go from there. A lot of the kids have a wonderful experience in foster care, but in that transitional moment, these kind of blankets, that just gives a kid some sense of, oh, warmth, or where they're in a very cold place.
One program that I found especially moving was the duffel bag programs, and I'd like you to explain the situation and where that need came out of.
You know, Jerry, what happens when a child is removed from their home is unbelievably brutal. In many, many cases, these children do not know that they're being taken out of their home. They are sitting on the couch, watching a TV show, whatever, and home is home. You know, they don't know any different. But their family has obviously been red flagged by Children's Services. A policeman and caseworker will come to their home. They are given literally 5 minutes to gather their belongings and they're taken by police car to Children's Services. It's incredibly frightening, incredibly frightening. The caseworkers are doing a phenomenal job of trying to give them support and comfort, but, you know, the reality is what it is. It's just an incredibly frightening thing. So when I first found out about this process, when our board was initially told about the process, we were told that the kids were given a trash bag and they had 5 minutes to collect their stuff. You know, we just thought that was horrifying, horrifying. So we asked the community again if they could, you know, provide resources and financial resources. They certainly stepped up to the plate. And our board was lucky enough to procure hundreds of duffel bags. It's a duffel bag, but it's something that For example, this past Christmas, a caseworker took a child out of their home and gave the child a duffel bag to collect the stuff in. And the little boy looked at the caseworker and said, "Oh, is this my Christmas present?" You know, well, it's that kind of thing. You know, at least we can give these children, you know, the respect of moving on to another transition and hopefully a better transition. That's the kind of thing that just makes sense to our board.
Flock has a board of 7 members, and Beth Mann says together with volunteers, the needs of children are constantly being assessed and programs are tweaked or developed to meet those needs.
A lot of the kids who were pulled out of their home, in those 5 minutes, they're not going to get their clothing. That's not what they're going to think about. They're not going to get their shoes. They come into care, into foster care, with literally nothing. You know, they might grab a stuffed animal that means something to them and a picture of their family. What we're doing right now is we're putting together a donation drive for those kids. We need, like, new sweatsuits. We can't use used clothing because the bed bug problem is such an issue at this point. But we need new clothing, and we need, you know, comfort materials, just the creature comforts that we take for granted. You know, we'd like to give these kids new blankets, give them shoes, give them socks. They're cold. They need sweatsuits. They need just things that you wouldn't even think twice about. The first year we had a gala. We have a gala every year where we present some of the kids that we're working with. We present our programming. We talk about what the past year has held, and every year has held more and more completely surprising and uplifting updates. First year we had our gala, raised about $26,000, and with that money started a birthday club foundation for kids in foster care. Many, many children in foster care do not celebrate their birthdays. Some of them don't even know when their birthdays are. So we developed a birthday club, and now every child in foster care gets a birthday gift and card from Flock. And that's, you know, just one of the programs that's just so incredibly exciting because, you know, the kids are so grateful. Any small gesture, any small, you know, it uplifts their day. It uplifts their life.
There's more to what Flock is doing than just small gestures. They're providing a normalcy to kids' lives. And for teens heading into adulthood, the opportunity to experience important milestones that may come more easily for others.
Foster kids are moved an average of 7 to 9 times from the time they are freshmen in high school to the time they're seniors. Because of that, they don't go to their proms. They don't go to their homecomings. They really, you know, don't have much of a sense of community. And very, very disparaging, very difficult. Children's Services Independent Living hosts a winter ball every year. That's the one event that these kids can absolutely go to. So the first year I'm at the Haynes Building, that's where Children's Services is housed, there's a young lady who's kind of wandering around the halls there, and I said, "So are you going to the winter ball this year?" And she said, no, I'm not going to the winter ball. I don't have any clothes. I'm not going to go. So a friend of mine and I went to some various shops in the area and had 7 gowns donated. And we brought them up to the Haynes Building, kind of hooked them up to a wall. And I brought the young lady in, and my friend and I were, you know, saying, "Okay, if you could take one of these dresses to the winter ball, would you want to go?" And she said, "You know what? I'd have to dry clean it. And I don't have the money for dry cleaning, and you probably want it back the next day." And I said, No, honey, if you want to take that dress, you're going to take it home with you. That'll be yours." She started crying, and I got to tell you, my friend and I were so in. We were so invested. We went to dress shops for the next 7 years.
Wow.
Isn't that so cool?
Wow, it's beautiful.
Look at this.
7 years of shopping has resulted in the installation of a boutique next door to Flock's offices. It's here where young men and women can get their outfits for the winter ball.
Check this out. This is informal wear for young men. Racks and racks of pants and shirts and that kind of stuff. Then we have suits and ties.
Mann says the clothing gathered here is available throughout the year for job interviews or other important events. Another component of what Flock does is help prepare kids for life beyond the foster care system.
Check that out. Hundreds and hundreds of beautiful gowns. Sequins and sparkles and joy. And this is like, it's a Cinderella night. It is. It's just, it's beautiful. And none of this is a handout. That's the very important thing. None of this is a handout. The kids who shop at our boutique have to have a letter of reference from someone in the community, a letter of reference from somebody in their school, and a letter of intent from them. We get that information. They can shop away. And it's all donated. And everything in there is everything you see around here is donated. It's amazing what Dayton has done for these kids.
Tell me a little bit about the purpose behind the letter of reference, the letters of intent.
Well, I think these kids, you just can't imagine the difficult roads these kids have been through. The stories of day-to-day hardship are heartbreaking. And a lot of these kids don't have kind of a social awareness. They're just kind of, pushed through the system. And I think if you take the time to make them feel empowered about what it is they're doing and who it is they are, it makes a difference in how they view themselves. And we've seen that. So that's the truly inspiring thing for me, is to be able to go on the other side and see that, that kid can interview a little bit better because they feel a little bit better about themselves. They're feeling more fulfilled in who they are.
To give the kids an extra shot at future success, Flock has developed the Betsy Hubler Skills Center, named after Kent State professor and Beth Mann's mom. It's filled with donated computers and a developing library.
When kids are emancipated at 18, it's a very, very slippery slope. It's very difficult. So we're really trying to look into providing resources for the emancipated teen as well. We're going to start doing checkbook exercises, just knowing how to operate your finances. We're doing interviewing skills. We're trying to do a holistic life skill scenario. Right now, we are just developing a tutoring program. We need tutors. If you are academically talented in high school and you would like to look for community service, we have lots and lots of kids who need all kinds of educational help. The county commissioners of Dayton are an unbelievable resource for us. They're just fantastic. They believe in what we're doing. They will give a certificate of appreciation honoring any tutor who's helping us out, donating their hours of service. They will mark the hours of service that they've donated, and that is a great door opener for lots of colleges. It's such a win-win because we have so many kids that need the help. We have so many kids that are struggling academically, and the kids that can help them, we can help you open doors to college.
Beth Mann with For Love of Children, thanks so much for speaking with us today.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for highlighting our need. I so appreciate it. Thank you.
To make donations or find out more about services for Love of Children, you can visit their website, flockdayton.org. That's flocdayton.org. This is WISO Weekend on WYSO.